In 1955, Emma Gatewood broke every rule in the hiker's guidebook. She only told one person where she was going. She went alone. She didn't even take a map or wear hiking boots. And she hiked 2,055 miles, the equivalent of 16 Mount Everest, at the ripe young age of 67. In 5 months, Emma became the first woman to hike the entire Appalachian Trail solo, and only the sixth person ever to complete it. When she set out, she only told her kids that she was going for a walk. Hello and welcome to Incredible Feats, a Spotify original from Parcast. I'm your host, Dan Cummins. You can find episodes of Incredible Feats and all other Parcast originals for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and 2 tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off, or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs, and My Lotto Rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
In the early 1950s, Emma Gatewood read a 1949 National Geographic article about the first man to hike the entire Appalachian Trail solo. And she finds out that 4 other people have also since hiked the entire trail solo, and that all of them were men. She thinks to herself, if those men can do it, I can do it. The Appalachian Trail used to be incredibly dangerous. As her biography describes, the trail had a million heavenly things to see and a million spectacular ways to die. Deadly blizzards, feral boars, rattlesnakes, bears, wolves, creepy backcountry outlaws, disease-spreading ticks, any of those could appear on the trail. And I gotta say, nothing scares me more on that list than creepy backcountry outlaw. I'd rather fight a bear. Emma is a mother of 11 and a grandmother to 23. She only has an 8th grade education and she has no wilderness survival training. She just loves nature. She sees it as an escape from whatever is troubling her in life. Determined, she starts daily walks around her neighborhood in Ohio, making it a little further each day. Works herself up into handling 10-mile treks. Meanwhile, she's working at a nursing home, trying to put in enough hours to qualify for minimum Social Security benefits that she can use to fund her trip. She teaches herself about nature and the region, learning what plants she could and couldn't eat, what dangers to watch out for, e.g. creepy backcountry outlaws. May 1955, she tells her family she's going for a walk, which is technically the truth. She's just flying from Ohio to Georgia first, and then walking for months instead of just for a few hours. On May 3rd, 1955, only 2 people know where she is, her close friend back in Ohio and the cabbie who drives her up the mountain to the starting point of the trail. She decided to attempt some ultra-light hiking, carrying only a 17-pound bag she made herself for the trip. She has no tent, no sleeping bag, and no hiking boots. She only wore Keds. She would actually go through 7 pairs of these shoes, much better suited for the mall than the great outdoors. She puts her Keds through the paces, literally, walking about 14 miles a day. And she's only 5'2". That's a lot of steps. She often ends up sleeping along the trail with nothing more than a shower curtain to protect her from the elements. She once wakes up to a mouse sitting on her chest, staring at her. She's happy she didn't wake up to a rattlesnake. She would have numerous snake encounters along her journey. I'm happy she didn't wake up to a creepy backcountry outlaw. When she passes a house, she's often offered some help. She'll meet a lot of people along the way who offer her a couch or a bed and a warm meal in exchange for tales of her incredible trek. She calls all of this generosity trail magic. How adorable is that? Word spreads through the summer about a woman becoming known as Grandma Gatewood. Local reporters try to catch Emma at various Appalachian towns to interview and report on her incredible journey. One reporter reaches out to her kids, and that is how they find out what their mom's been up to. By the time she reaches Maine in September, people across America are following Emma's story on TV and reading about it in newspapers. She completes the trail 146 days after starting. She did it. She took an estimated 5 million steps to cross 14 states. And she didn't stop there. She'd go on to do it again and become the first person to hike the Appalachian Trail not once, not twice, but 3 times. And she never did run into any problems with any of those creepy backcountry outlaws. Thanks, creepy outlaws. Thanks for tuning in to Incredible Feats. For more episodes of Incredible Feats, please follow us on Spotify. And for more shows like this, check out the other Parcast originals, all available on Spotify or anywhere you listen to podcasts. For more information on Emma Gatewood, we found the book Grandma Gatewood's Walk, The Inspiring Story of the Woman Who Saved the Appalachian Trail by Ben Montgomery, incredibly helpful. And you can find more of me, Dan Cummins, by listening to my numerous stand-up comedy albums on Spotify or by checking out my true crime, history, and more podcast, Time Suck, and my true horror and campfire tale podcast, Scared to Death. Listen, be inspired, and go accomplish your own incredible feats. Come back for more incredibleness tomorrow. Incredible Feats is executive produced by Max Cutler and is a Parcast Studios original. It was created by Max Cutler. Sound design by Kristen Acevedo with associate sound design by Kevin McAlpine. Produced by John Cohen and associate produced by Jonathan Ratliff and Maggie Admire. Incredible Feats stars Dan Cummins.